好，弟兄姊妹，我们先念一处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's first turn to a Bible.
启示录二十一章第六节。
Revelation 21:6.
启示录二十一章第六节。
Revelation 21:6.
OK, 我着重在第六节就前半部就好，我念前半部哈。
I'm just concentrating on the first half of the verse.
他又对我说，都成了，我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega, 我是初，我是终。
And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
所以弟兄姊妹，也许你还记得我上次交通到我们的主是 Alpha, 是 Omega。
So maybe brothers and sisters, you still remember last time my sharing on he is the Alpha and Omega.
那个我最近学到一件事情。
Lately I learned something.
小事情。
It's a small thing.
弟兄姊妹有没有在那个什么 Amazon 那个亚马逊零售店买过东西？
Have you ever bought stuff from Amazon.com?
在网络上那个一个网站的店。
A store in the web.
它的商标就是它的店的名字就叫 Amazon.
The store's name is Amazon.
然后它商标下面有一个箭头。
And then on the bottom there's an arrow.
然后以前我就想说 ，OK， 一个 Amazon， 然后一个箭头，就看到就知道是这家店。
Before, whenever I see Amazon and the arrow, I just go, okay, that store.
对，我最近才知道说，它那个箭头是从它的 A 开始。
And this time I noticed that the arrow had begins from the A.
然后 A M I M A M A Z， 然后从 A 一直到 Z.
And it's from the letter A up to Z.
也就是说，那个箭头是它那个名字里面是从 A 直到 Z.
And it's from pointing from A to Z.
这什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
他这家店就是说，我从 A 到 Z， 不管什么东西我都卖。
What it's trying to say is, I sell everything from anything from A to Z.
对，只要你任何东西，只要包含在 A， 只要你知道英文的话 ，A 到 Z， 它我通通都有。
As long as you want to buy anything that starts with from A to Z, we have it.
对，弟兄姊妹，这个我们的主哈是 Alpha 是 Omega 是 A 到 Z， 有点类似，就是其实就是这个意思。
And our Lord is the same way from A to Z.
但是其实我们的主的意思更多一点。
But of course, for our Lord, the meaning is even fuller.
就我们的主，他不仅是 A 到 Z， Alpha 到 Omega 包含一切。
Our Lord is not only A to Z, but He includes everything.
然后而且呢，他是从他是那个开头，也是那个结束。
And He's also the beginning and the end.
所以弟兄姊妹，我上次鼓励着重在 Alpha 那个地方。
Last time I concentrated on Alpha.
弟兄姊妹要在那个 Alpha 这件事情上面好好的操练。
So we want to practice and the Alpha portion.
也就是说。我们要让主在每一件事情上做开头。
That is, we want to let our Lord be the beginning in every single thing.
每一件事我们在那里寻求他的旨意。
In everything, we seek his will.
让他做那个起始。
That he will be the beginning.
然后所以呢我们以前有个讲经有一句很好有一段很好的话。
A brother has such a saying.
所有神的工作。
All work of the Lord.
它的起始呢，都是神的旨意。
All this beginning is the will of God.
然后它的过程呢，都是神的能力。
And the process is His strength.
然后它的结局呢，都是神的荣耀。
And the conclusion is His glory.
这一件事情如果是神开头的话
，So if one thing is begun by the Lord,
它能够达到最后结局是能够彰显神的荣耀。
Then it can get to the end, which is to show forth His glory.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们要继续学习操练，主是一切事情的起头。
So we need to practice in our daily life that the Lord is the beginning of everything.
今天我想要交通的是 Omega.
Now today I want to concentrate on Omega part.
不过我在心里面祷告，希望主让我们 在这件事情上面能够明白。
I pray in my heart that the Lord will let us understand this thing.
我刚刚念的这段圣经好，是整本圣经最后面了。
This passage that I read is one of the passages at the end of the Bible.
也就是说，到了最末了的时候呢，神最后成就的事情就是这些事情。
And it shows us that at the end, these are the things that are fulfilled by our Lord.
然后神常常在圣经里面上有很多的预言。
And the Lord has a lot of prophecy in His Word.
然后他有时候告诉我们说，哦，有些事情是快要必成的事情，我现在告诉你们。
And some of the things He said are going to be fulfilled pretty soon.
然后，但是到了这边的时候，他说一切都成了。
But here he says everything is done.
然后成的话就是最后那个 Omega 最后的结局。
And so when it's done, it's the Omega part.
所以我刚念的这部分啊，是跟 Omega 有关系。
So this verse that I just read is related to the Omega part.
我们再念一两处圣经，好，我们启示录十九章第七节。
Let's read a few more passages. Revelation 19.
十九章第七节，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。
Revelation 19:7, Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready.
OK, 大家注意看哦，羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也预备好了。
Pay attention to the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready.
然后我们看见二十一章第九节。
And then chapter 21, verse 9.
Okay, 九十十一节。
9-11.
拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻指给你看。我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that a great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious.Even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal.
中间很多地方我跳过，中间他提到很多这些羔羊的妻的特点。
Following that talks about a lot of the characteristic of the bride.
然后当中有很多宝贵极贵的这个宝石在那里。
And mention a lot of precious stones.
然后我就直接跳到二十一节，再提到一段。
And let's jump to verse 21.
十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠，城内的街道是金晶，好像明透的玻璃。
Verse 21, And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as if were transparent glass.
所以那个城呢，有十二个门，然后每一个门都是一颗珍珠。
So there are 12 gates, and on top of the gates were 12, on each of the gates was a pearl.
好 我先念 这些
So we'll just stop here as far as reading verses.
然后刚刚念的这些呢是 Omega.
So all this that we have read is the Omega part.
也就是说在最后的结局里面，你会看到我们这批人好成为了羔羊的妻。
So we see that at the end, the people become the lamb's wife.
就当然就是心腹。
So we're the bride.
所以在那个，所以针对那个心腹，我们最后那个光景有一些的描述。
So here, the Bible describes the bride.
然后这个就是 Omega.
So this is Omega.
好，为什么要讲到 Omega?
Why do we have to talk about the Omega?
就是说你看好这个神的事情哈，如果你看到它的最后的话。
If we look at the end.
然后你就从最后你知道他最初的心意是什么。
if we look at the end, we will know what is in his heart in the beginning.
对，有时候一个人做事情哈，他心里想什么，你搞不清楚，对不对？
Sometimes we cannot figure out what a person is thinking.
可是当他做一个事情，做到最后，你看见他做了什么事情，你就知道他原来在想什么。
But if we look at the end product, then we know what is his intention in the beginning.
对，所以那个如果你要知道神的那个 Alpha,
if you want to know the Alpha,
你就去看那个 Omega 是什么，你就知道 Alpha 是什么。
Then just look at the Omega, then you can know what's the Alpha.
所以在创世以前的时候，我们神已经有一些的计划。
So even before the foundation of the world, our Lord already has a plan.
然后我们今天也在去我提过嘛，如果是主的开头的旨意的话，就有价值，对不对？
And I have mentioned before that as long as it is the Lord who began the work, then there's value in it.
那我们现在想要知道神那个旨意啊，所以我们的生活才有价值。
So now we want to know His will so that our life will have value.
所以我们在那边寻求看他在创世以前或者在我们身上是有什么意思。
So we want to know what is His intention and His plan before the foundation of the world.
然后呢，你如果你知道那个最后的结局，其实你就知道他原来在想什么，他的计划是什么。
And actually, if we know the end, then we know what is His plan in the beginning.
所以当我们知道那个最后的结局的时候，然后我们也就知道我们在地上要追求什么。
If we know the end and the conclusion, then we know what we should be doing here and now.
对，所以有时候，比如说一个学生好了。
So, for example, a student.
然后你问他说那个以后你长大毕业之后你要干什么？
And we ask the student, what are you going to do after you graduate?
对，我小时候也搞不太清楚要干什么。
When I was a little kid, I don't know what I'm going to do.
那小时候我爸爸是军人。
My dad is a soldier.
所以每次老师说你的志愿是什么，我都写我要当军人。
And every time the teacher said, what do you want to be when you grow up? That's what I say, I want to be a soldier.
对，其实我也搞不清楚，所以我没有预备要当军人。
Actually, I'm not clear about that, and I'm not prepared to do that.
因为我没有好好锻炼身体。
I did not do exercise or anything like that.
但是呢，我们成为神的儿女。
But we, as children of God,
我们有一个标杆。
We have a goal.
我们有一个目的，我们知道有一个结局，我们要去追求。
We have a goal and an end that we want to pursue.
所以当你知道 Omega 是什么时候，你就知道你要追求什么。
So if you know what is Omega, you know what you're going to be pursuing.
然后同时之间呢，如果我们知道最后是什么的话，我们就知道跟这个有关的话就有价值。
And if you know the conclusion, then you know whatever is related to that, then there is value on those things.
为什么呢？因为到了最后的时候，只有那个东西才留下来。
Because at the conclusion, only that thing remains.
然后很多其他的东西到了最后通通不见了。
And all other things are going to be gone at the end.
我记得，我不太懂材料了。
I'm not familiar with materials.
但是我记得常见地方好像提过，他说如果要炼出那个什么很纯很纯的黄金。
But I know Brother Chang Jian has mentioned if you want to obtain pure gold.
你在那个提炼的过程里面好像要加铅的样子，是不是？要加一些那个其他的东西变成铅。
And if you want to refine the gold, you need to add lead in the process.
然后在这个过程当中，然后那个最后的结局，那个金就留下来的，纯金就留下来。
And then at the end of the process, only the pure gold will remain.
我以前对一些那个什么原子物理也有兴趣，但是太久了。
In the past, I have real interest in like nuclear physics, but it's been a long time.
对。所以我好像记得哈，如果你要提炼那个原子弹，那个比如说是那个铀，你知道那个铀那个，你要提炼那种原子的做原子弹的那种元素。
So if you want to obtain the material to make a nuclear
element
to make a nuclear bomb,
对， 好，他要经过很多复杂的手续。
You need to go through a lot of complicated process.
对，然后你要把很多的东西那个萃取隔离开来，最后就是提炼出那个很一最后一大堆原子剩下一点点那个有用的那个元素。
And you need to take away a lot of stuff, and then at the end, the only an element remains.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，当我们如果知道主要的是什么的话。
If you know what God really wants,
那我们就慢慢明白有什么东西能够存到永远，有能够存留下来的。
Then we know what is the thing that will remain in eternity.
没有错哈，就是有时候神需要用加一点铅，或是加一点东西，然后帮助这个萃取的过程。
No doubt, sometimes God has to add lead or some other things in the process.
但那些是外面附加的。
But those are from the outside. Those were added in.
然后神所要的呢，是那个最后的结果。
But what the Lord wants is the end product.
然后有一些情况可能更差一点了。
Sometimes there's a lesser circumstance.
就我们把那个过程当中加了很多那个垃圾进去，那个根本用不到的。
In the process, we added a lot of garbage which are even not useful.
然后有时候还影响这个过程。
Or even hinder the process.
所以当我们能够认识这个结局的话，我们就慢慢明白有些东西是不需要。
If we know the conclusion, then we realize that there are a lot of things that are not needed.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，这边有一个，也许大家感觉有点抽象，就是说那个最后的 Omega 结局，我们会看到一个。羔羊的心腹在那。
So maybe you think it's a little abstract, but in the end, what we see is the bride of the lamb.
所以我今天需要靠着主的恩典稍微解释一下这件事情。
So by God's grace, today I want to elaborate on the bride, the lamb's wife, the bride.
对，所以我们再念几处的圣经。
So let's look at a few more passages.
那个。创世纪第二章二十三节。
Genesis 2:22。
创世纪第二章二十二二三节。
Genesis 2:22-23。
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称为她为女人。”因为他是从男人身上取出来的，还有二字，因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
22-24 And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
Okay.我们再来翻到以弗所书第六章三十一。
Let's turn to Ephesians
六章三十一。
6:31
以弗所书六章三十一节。
I think it's five.
第五章三十一，对不起。
Ephesians 5:31。
为这个缘故，人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指的基督和教会说的。
For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
然后我们再回到前面一点点，念五章的二十二到二十七。
Then let's move to chapter 5, same chapter, verse 22.
二十二到二十七。
22-27。
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样，凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借的道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会。毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, and he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
这一段呢，讲到人离开父母，与妻丈夫与妻子联合成为一体，是指着基督和教会。
So this passage talking about a man leave his parents to be his wife and become one flesh, it's concerning Christ and the church.
好，最后我再念一段，就先暂停念。好。
And then one more passage.
哥林多后书11章2到3。
Second Corinthians 11.
哥林多后书11章2跟3。
Second Corinthians chapter 11:2-3.
我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫。 要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督，我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtleties, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Okay. 所以这边好, 保罗说, 我们这批人是被许配给一个丈夫。
Here, Paul said that we are to be presented to Christ.
所以我们像贞洁的童女被献给基督。
So we are like virgins to be presented to Christ.
好，我就先念这些。
So I'll just stop here.
对弟兄姊妹，这个我们看见最后结局，我们这批人哈，成为羔羊的心腹。
We know that at the end we are going to be the bride of the Lamb.
那个我们刚念的圣经哈，你会发现婚姻是神所设立的。
From the Bible passages that we read, we know that marriage is instituted by God.
弟兄姊妹有没有问过要为什么要结婚啊？
Have you asked, why do we want to get married?
传宗接代。
Maybe it's just to go from one generation to another.
对，很多的情况就是，反正结婚是要传宗接代，这是爸爸妈妈的观念。
So maybe this is the concept that you have from your parents.
但是如果你读圣经，你发现婚姻是神开始的。
But if you read the Bible, you know that marriage is from the God.
当他造亚当夏娃的时候呢， 他就开始了设立了那个婚姻。
When God made Adam and Eve, he already instituted marriage.
那为什么呢？
Why?
然后在新约圣经他就解释说， 丈夫跟妻子这个婚姻有它特别的意义。
And then in the New Testament, it says, a husband and wife together, there's meaning in that.
它不仅仅只是那个生养众多，或是让人的感情 能够有所依靠。
It's not just for to multiply the seed or like your emotional needs can be fulfilled.
它有一个最神圣中心的一个意义，就是代表了教会跟基督跟教会。
There is such a holy purpose because it represents the church and Christ.
所以在这个婚姻里面呢，丈夫代表基督。
So here in the marriage, the husband represents Christ.
然后妻子呢就代表教会。
And the wife represents the church.
然后丈夫要学习爱他的妻子，就像基督爱教会，为他舍己。
And the husband has to love the wife like Christ loved the church.
然后那个妻子呢，就要学习像教会一样学习顺服她的丈夫。
And the wife has to submit to the husband like the church submit to Christ.
所以有些时候那个一般世俗的观念觉得这个哎呀这个丈夫其实不平等，圣经感觉不平等。
So some people in the world feel this is not fair.
对，他们觉得这个女性要撑半边天嘛，所以要差不多。
They feel that there should be equality between husband and wife.
但是你要知道，神设立这个婚姻哈，他用这个关系其实是最美好。
But this type of relationship is the best.
所以如果一个婚姻哈，所以我当然我自己很惭愧，如果一个婚姻不能表达出这个神所要的意义的话。
If a marriage cannot represent this meaning that the Lord wants from it,
你会发现这个婚姻就失去了它的意义。
Then this marriage has lost its purpose.
所以我觉得今天我想到这一段，我觉得对我们每个人已经在婚姻的人也是一个很好的提醒。
So this passage is so important for us who are already married.
也就是说，如果你现在是个丈夫，你必须要像基督爱教会爱你的妻子。
So right now, if you are a husband, you have to love your wife like Christ loved the church.
如果你现在是妻子呢，你就应该像教会一样顺服自己的丈夫。
And if you are a wife right now, you have to submit to your husband like the church submit to Christ.
在这个光景之下呢，我们的婚姻在神的眼光才有它真正的意义。
And under this circumstance, this type of relationship, then our marriage has a purpose in the eyes of the Lord.
好，那个，是讲到人间的婚姻的一个很重要的意义的代表。
So this talks about earthly marriage and what it represents.
然后现在就要讲到我们这些人呢，将来，或者说现在。现在其实会我们这些人将来要许配给我们的主基督。
Now we want to focus on one day we are going to be the bride of Christ.
对，有时候我们对这件事情感觉很遥远，这个感觉跟自己没有关系。
Maybe we feel, oh, this is such a far away thing and has nothing to do with me.
可是问题是，那个是神心中觉得最重要的事情。
But this is what the Lord feels is most important in His heart.
对，那个有一次我带着几位单身姊妹回家。
One time I took a bunch of single sisters home.
然后我也忘了为什么我们谈到这个婚姻的事情。
And I don't know why, but we were talking about the subject of marriage.
然后我就然后有个姊妹就说，哎呀，我真是长得太高都不能当伴娘。
And one sister said, I'm too tall, and I cannot be a bridesmaid.
对，我就觉得，哎，他说，我就对我感觉说，一个他能够当伴娘，他也觉得很棒这样子。
So I think, wow, this sister, even just to be a bridesmaid, it's an honor for her.
所以他这样讲的时候，我就觉得，哎呀，我曾经当过 Andrew 的伴郎，我突然觉得蛮得意的。
And then I thought, oh, I was the best man for Andrew. Oh, that's a great thing.
Yeah, 然后接下来就讲到说，那个在基督徒的这个婚礼是怎么样。
Then I think about the wedding. What is the Christian wedding like?
然后他这个一问的时候，我想说，其实我们婚礼也很简单，好像也没什么东西。
When she asked that, I think, well, the weddings are pretty simple.
对，然后就有姊妹要求说，你可不可以再讲详细一点，那个细节是什么东西。
And so the sister said, can you describe it?In greater detail.
对，所以我就讲说，这个新郎先站在前面，然后新娘进场，然后要什么誓言等等等等，解释一下。
And so I said, well, the groom stand in the, you know, was there standing, and then the bride came in, and then there's the vow.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是已经结婚的人
，So brothers and sisters, if you are already married,
回想一下当初那个。婚礼的样子结婚的那个时候的情况。
Maybe you can recall how it was when you were married. Maybe the wedding.
如果你还没结婚。
And if you are not yet married.
就想象一下那个你以后如果 神让我们结婚的话，那个婚礼的样子。
Then maybe you can think about if the Lord allows you to marry, what would your wedding be like?
对，我是什么意思呢？为什么要讲这个？
What do I mean? Why do I talk about this thing?
就是说，对于我们人间的这个地上的这个婚姻啊，婚礼。
And when we talk about earthly wedding,
基本上正常的情况，我们都是非常的盼望，对不对？
And in normal circumstances, of course, we look forward to it so much, right?
对，当我们在那个婚礼的时候，就说你想象，如果是一个预备要结婚的这个男人、男生、女生。
And think about the would-be bride and groom.
然后他们定好一天，要那天要结婚。
They set a date to get married.
然后他们就在那里等候。
And then they wait for that day.
然后在这做了很多的预备。
And they make a lot of preparation.
他们心中实在是非常的渴慕盼望那天能够到来。
It is but natural that they look forward to that day.
然后到了那天的时候，他们就想说，哇，那天真的是满了祝福，真是满了幸福。
And then when that day comes, it's full of blessedness and blessing.
然后在那么多的时间等待之后呢，终于两个人能够结合在一起。
And after such long waiting, the two can become one.
所以弟兄姊妹，在大部分情况下，我们总是对这件事情心中有这么大的一个盼望。
So we all look forward to such a thing.
所以今天哈，我这是一个类比。
So today I want to make an analogy.
对，所以将来有一天呢，我们这个人呢，要在那个羔羊的婚宴里面。我们是当中的那个新妇。
And we one day would be in that wedding of the Lamb, and we are going to be the bride.
所以我们要问一个问题。
So we have to ask this question.
所以当你知道这件事情是 Omega 之后，
If you know this thing is the Omega,
我们心中到底盼不盼望这件事情？
Now, does your heart look forward to this thing?
这件事情到底是我们里面一直在预备、在等候的事情？这件事情呢？
Is this something that you wait for, that you prepared for?
那个在约翰福音里面记载主耶稣行了一些神迹。
In the book of John, it recorded of Jesus doing a lot of miracles.
对，那个耶稣他在开始出来传道。
When Jesus began his ministry,
然后到了第三天的时候，他行了第一个神迹。
And on the third day, he had his first miracle.
那个神迹就是他去了一个迦拿的婚宴。
It was in a wedding in Cana.
对，一个娶亲的宴席。
It was during a wedding feast.
然后不小心，因为那个犹太人他们那个结婚那个婚宴拉得很长，好多天。
And because a wedding feast for the Jews has spanned many days.
然后在这个大家那个欢庆这个庆祝的当中呢，那个酒是一个很重要的一个事情，让他们能够感觉欢喜。
And during their celebration, for them, wine is an important thing.
结果呢，到了中间的时候，还没正式结婚，在还在婚宴当中，那个酒就没了。
And then during the feast, it's not yet even to the wedding yet.They ran out of wine.
然后这时候主他就行了第一个神迹。
And at this point, the Lord did his first miracle.
所以他让这个水呢，普通的水呢，变成了酒。
He let the water, ordinary water, became wine.
而且是上好的酒。
And it's not just wine, but the best wine.
然后让这个婚宴呢，能够继续的有那个欢乐下去。
And let this wedding can continue in celebration.
所以我当我这次在想这件事情的时候，
And so when I was thinking about this,
我相信哈，主参加婚姻的时候，他心里面有特殊的感觉。
I believe that the Lord, when he was in that wedding, he had special feelings about it.
他不愿意一个婚宴哈，好像就那样子中断，失去了他的喜乐。
He doesn't want the wedding to just end in without joy.
所以似乎这一个他所行的第一个神迹里面，我觉得还是有它特别的意义。
And so I feel in this first miracle there is special meaning in it.
因为表示主耶稣他很看重这个婚宴，这个婚 结婚这件事情。
Because it shows us that the Lord really cares about this a wedding.
而且我相信，可能主想到的就是他将来那位那个羔羊的妻最后所成就的。
And he probably thinks about the wedding in the end, the wedding of the Lamb.
对，弟兄姊妹，有时候我觉得，当然这是一些联想。
Of course, these are just ponderings that are kind of related to this.
有时候我们看那个地上那个皇家婚礼，对不对？
Maybe when we look at the wedding of the kings,
然后有一些那个本来应该是门当户对，就是那个皇族娶嫁皇那个身世好的那个相门当户对这样。
And you know, usually, we expect that the kings they marry somebody, you know, also from the royal.
对对 ，royal， 对，所以但是当有一些平民的话，那个他们就这个很特别的报道说，哎呀，这个皇族呢娶了一个普通的平民百姓，这个很特别。
But sometimes they will have special news saying, oh, this king is not marrying is not going to marry a royal, but he's going to marry a commoner.
所以有的时候我们这些人好像水一样，我们的生命没什么味道，是很随便，很廉价。
We are like just plain water.Our life is but very ordinary.
但是呢，主却把我们提升成为那个上好的那个酒。
But then the Lord made us into the best wine.
其实可能还不止这样。
And not only that.
对，我们圣经说我们是从粪堆跟灰尘当中被提拔出来。
We are from the pit, then the Lord raised us up.
所以我们能够被羔羊。成为他的那个心腹呢，我们的身份实在是，今天我们能够有这个身份实在是非常的宝贵。
And so to become the bride of the Lamb is such a position, such precious.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要从神的主的角度先来看这个事情。
So we need to look from God's point of view regarding this thing.
当主救了我们之后呢，他就跟我们立了约。
When the Lord saved us, He made a covenant with us.
对，不是那个契约，对。
It is not a contract.
对，我知道我们今天这个地上的婚姻很多很像契约。
Many times to the marriage today are just like contracts.
是不容易，因为我在十几年前的时候就听说美国离婚率是50%。
Even10 years ago, I know that the divorce rate is already 50% here in the U.S.
对，我不晓得今天是怎么样。
And I don't know what it is like today.
然后我也知道很多的名人在，大家看新闻就看到很多名人他们在结婚的时候就先写好很多的契约，对不对？
And then there are a lot of famous people during the marriage, they would already have a lot of contracts like prenuptial agreements.
所以他的意思就是说，哎呀，我们今天真是相爱，所以我们要结婚。但是万一以后有一天不爱的话，要怎么样怎么样这样。
They said today, yes, we love each other, we want to get married. But then one day, things might become different.
所以那边就开始有了一些婚姻的契约。
And that's why there are prenuptial agreements.
但弟兄姊妹，主与我们立的那个 covenant 那个约好完全不一样。
But this covenant that the Lord made with us is totally different.
所以也就是说，当主救我们的时候呢，他把自己是完全的投身那个在这个约定里面。
So when the Lord saved us, He has totally given Himself in this covenant.
他是绝对不反悔。
And He will never turn back on it.
所以主他是用了重价帮我们买赎回来。
And he has redeemed us with a great price.
对，有时候这一次我在想，这个重价的确把我们从这个当中，从罪的当中拯救出来，没有错。
Truly, this great price has saved us out of sin.
哎，有时候这次我想，这也有点像聘礼。
But this is also like a dowry.
他让我们，他出了这个代价，也就是说，他聘我们，怎么讲？我们要能够成为他的那个心腹，将来的心腹。
He has paid such a great price, like a dowry, to get us to be his bride.
然后在这件事情里面呢，他是完完全全 commit 自己，就是说完全觉得 把自己委身在这个约定里面。
And he totally commit himself to this covenant.
他是保证绝对不反悔。
And then he has full guarantee that he's never going to turn back on us.
他爱我们呢，爱他的心腹呢，就爱他到底。
And he loved his bride and loved the bride to the end.
这个是主的约。
And this is the covenant of our Lord.
当那个希伯来书讲到一段话。
In the book of Hebrews, it says this.
他说他因为摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难。
Because of the joy that is set before him, he belittled the shame on the cross.
对，以前我总是想说，对啊，这个我们这些人能够被主拯救，成为主的喜乐，我觉得真是稀奇。
And I always think, oh, it's such amazing thing that we can be saved and we can become the joy of our Lord.
就是说我们这些人哈，成为主的喜乐。
We are His joy.
啊，但是这一次当我也思想这件事情。
But this time when I'm thinking about this thing.
那我也许我也可以说，当主看见那天他的心腹预备好的时候，那个婚礼成就的婚约成就的时候。那也是他心中的喜乐。
I can see that when the bride is prepared and the wedding day is come, this is also the joy of the Lord.
对，所以当我们主看到那个 Omega 最后结局的时候，他就甘心乐意的把自己挂在十字架上，为他的心腹舍命。
And so when our Lord see the Omega, he was willing to be hanged on the cross.
对，所以弟兄姊妹好，我们今天要有感觉，我们是。要嫁给主。
So today we need to have this realization that we are espoused to our Lord.
对，有个姊妹问我说，那为什么这个基督徒里面那个姊妹好像比弟兄多很多
？Somebody asked me why is there more sisters than brothers?
对，其实我也不知道，我只觉得姊妹天生好像那个心比较柔软，能够接受主。
And I feel maybe sisters are more tender-hearted. It's easier for them to accept the Lord.
但也许姊妹在神造她的时候呢，她在天然，她在人神造的那个地位上面，她本身就是站在一个心腹的地位，也许是这样，我不知道。
Or maybe in the order of creation, you know, the sister is in the position of the bride, so it's easier for her to relate to that.
但不管怎么样好，我们能够被主得着，都是有福的事。
But no matter what, if we can be belong to the Lord, then it's a wonderful thing.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，对，我可能啊，我们还地上还有一种事情叫做订婚，对不对
？There's another thing in this earth that we called engagement.
诶，我们是不是订婚就先拿戒指？还要订有个订婚戒指，对，我想起来了。
There is in the engagement, you already have the ring.
对，就是说我们今天好，手上好，我们好像已经戴了一个订婚戒指。
So today we are as if we are already engaged and we have the ring on our finger.
你好像是单身，但是其实也不是单身。
You are kind of like single, but in actuality, you're not.
对，我们有个感觉，我们应该已经是委身给主了，已经给他了。
Because we're all
属于他了。
Yeah, because we already belong to the Lord.
所以当那个在这种情况，如果还跟别的男或女在一起的话，可能就叫淫乱。
And so a couple, if they're already engaged, and whether it's the man or the woman, if they look for other, that is almost like adultery.
所以这是神非常不喜悦。
And this is what God do not like.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚在哥林多后书念到一个事情。
We read in 2 Corinthians.
他说，神是一个有一个愤恨，就是有一个忌邪。
And it mentioned that our Lord is a jealous God.
对，你会觉得以前我都觉得好奇怪。
And for me, in the past, I always think this is kind of strange.
那个圣经不是说那个爱是不嫉妒吗
？Isn't it that the Lord said, there's no envy in love?
对，为什么 主要说他是一个忌邪或是那个嫉妒的神啊。
Then why does God said he is a jealous God?
弟兄姊妹好，在一种关，在人的里面只有一种关系，在圣经里面只有一种的关系，嫉妒是合法。
In all relationships, there's only in this one relationship that jealousy is valid.
在那个，就是说，当两个人已经是结合在一起的这个丈夫妻子的时候，
if two people belong to each other in the sense of marriage,
对，万一有一边有了那个小三的话，
and if there is if either party has a third person involved,
另外一边你如果还不嫉妒的话，你是有问题。
And if this other person is not jealous, then there's something wrong.
也就是说，神跟我们现在已经是配在一起了。
Right now, we are united to Christ already.
如果我们还被别的事物吸引，好像去追求别的话。
And if we are still attracted by other things,
然后声音称这个情况叫做神的忌邪或是神的嫉妒。
This, the Bible says that God will be jealous.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天的身份。
This is our position today.
我们是已经属于给主、许配给他的人了。
We are already espoused to Christ.
我猜想哈，这我知道在一些爱主的弟兄姊妹们，有一些是独身没有结婚的。
I know among people who love the Lord, some remain single.
对他们，他们为着服侍主的缘故，就一生没有嫁娶。
And for the sake of the Lord, for serving Him, they remain single.
但是我相信哈，这边这种人，这种基督徒可能姊妹比较多。
And I believe that most of these people are sisters.
有一些愿意守独身一生的那个姊妹。
And some of these sisters who remain single for the Lord.
对，你就问他说，你为什么要不结婚守独身呢？
And if you ask them, why do you want to remain single?
因为我知道有些姊妹，她们年轻的时候也，也很优秀，也长得很美好，啊，也有人追求。
And I know that some of these sisters, when they were young, they were beautiful, they were very capable, and there were people who pursued them.
对，有人就问他们说，为什么你要守独身？
And so people ask them, why do you remain single?
所以有些姊妹她就这样回答。
And this is the way they responded.
她说我已经许配给基督了。
And they said, well, I am already espoused to Christ.
就是说在他们心里面，她感觉说我是一个已经许配给主的人了。
To them, in their heart, they feel really that they are espoused to Christ.
所以在这件事情上面，他就感觉，就算他在肉身当中呢，他也觉得他没有办法再许配给任何人。
And so even in the flesh, they feel they cannot be married anymore.
弟兄姊妹不要误会，这个是婚姻是美好，是神设立，是圣洁的。
Do not be confused. Marriage is holy and it's good.
我们就算已经结婚的人，要结婚的人也仍然是许配给主的。
And even people like us who are people who are already married or would be married, they are also espoused to Christ.
但是在这些守独身的这个姊妹里面，她里面的确有这样一个特别的感觉。
But it's just that for these sisters who remain single, they have a special awareness of this thing.
所以她觉得说她是已经许配给主，所以这件事情就胜过她在地上肉身的需要。
And so it's so real to them that they are espoused to Christ that it is way more than their need to be married here on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一点就是说，我们今天你有没有感觉我是一个许配给主、属于他的人呢？
So today, do you realize or know that you are already espoused to Christ and you belong to Him?
我们只能够说啊，在一方面，我们的主是完全的爱我们，完全的摆上。
We can say that on one hand, our Lord has totally committed and given Himself to us.
所以他在那里等候我们这些人，也同样的能够爱他。
And so He's there waiting waiting for us to love him in the same way.
所以在那个启示录里面呢，他有提到话说，那个羔羊的心腹预备好了。
And that's why in Revelation it mentioned that the bride is prepared and ready.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实我们今天都在预备。
So today we are all preparing.
预备有一天呢，能够配得上成为羔羊的心腹。
We are all preparing today that one day we will be ready and suitable for the Lamb.
我就举两件事情。
So I want to mention two things.
我们要怎么预备啊？两件事情。
How do we prepare?
刚刚是经文里面提到的，一个是要维持一个纯一清洁的心。
It says that we have to be
simplicity
and purity.
对对 ，purity, yeah, pureness. 所以我们要维持一个对主的那个单纯。
We need to have the simplicity in Christ.
对，我们这个心非常的重要。
Our heart is very important.
对，弟兄姊妹，有时候我真的感觉，我礼拜五也跟一些弟兄姊妹这样交通。
I really feel strongly, and I share with brothers and sisters on Friday.
对，有时候我们信主时间越来越久。
So maybe we believe in the Lord and time goes by.
我们对主的事情，对主的关系呢，好像就慢慢的那个老化僵固了，也不新鲜了。
And our attitude towards the things of the Lord become old and fixed.
然后我们这个里面就变得复杂。
And then we become complicated inside us.
对，所以我们要维持一个对主的那个单纯。跟清洁是非常重要的。
So in order to have the simplicity and pureness towards our Lord is very important.
所以弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意那个完全的信得过主呢？
So are you willing to completely believe and trust Him?
然后完全的让他在我身上来掌管。
And let Him totally have control over you.
在如果有一些事情吸引我的话，求主让我心不快乐，就是一首诗歌唱。
And that if there are anything that attract me or draw me, let me not be happy.
然后我们的心单单的渴慕他，要他，能够依靠他。
That our heart would only want him and depends on him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个我们在预备的过程当中，一个维持一个单纯的心非常的重要。
This is very important that during our preparation, we have the simplicity and pureness toward the Lord.
然后另外一件事情。
Another thing.
如果你要是一个羔羊的心。是羔羊的心腹。
And if you are the bride of the Lamb,
你会发现这个羔羊的这个心腹呢，必须跟羔羊相配。
You know that the bride should be suitable for the Lamb,
然后才能够成为他的同伴。
Then she can be a real companion to the Lamb.
什么叫做相配？
So what does it mean to be suitable?
所以在他的那个性情上面，在他的喜好上面。在他的成熟上面，然后在他的这个目的上面，都跟羔羊相配。
It should be in character, in the life, and the maturity and the goal have to be the same as the lamb.
所以呢，我们要让圣灵在我们身上工作，好叫我们一天能够配得上主。
And that's why we need the Holy Spirit to work in us, so that one day.We would be suitable for the Lord.
所以你会看见在那个 Omega 的情况里面有好多那个贵重的宝石。
And that's why in the Omega it shows that there are lots of precious stones.
还有珍珠。
And there's pearls.
我叫姊妹可能比较喜欢这些。
I think sisters like these precious stones.
对，对我来讲，这个地上的那个宝石跟我后院的那个石头，我觉得差不多了。
For me, the precious stones and the rocks behind my backyard, they're pretty much the same.
对，珍珠跟我小孩玩那个 marble 很像。
And pearls are like marbles that my kids play with.
但是在最后那个宝石，那是真的非常的贵重宝贵。
But at the end here, it mentions the stones. They are very precious.
所以我可能跟一些弟兄姊妹也交通了。
And I've shared with some brothers and sisters.
所以那个宝石哈是在我们身上慢慢成型的。
These precious stones are slowly formed inside us.
然后我听说哈那个人工的钻石。
I've heard that simulated diamond.
大家知道钻石的那个成分跟那个木炭一样，对不对？石墨木炭。
Yeah, we know that diamonds are just carbon.
对，所以那个石墨木炭是非常的廉价，根本不值钱的东西。
We know carbon is pretty cheap.
那每次铅笔上可能都有。
Or maybe it's kind of just like the lead and the pencil.
然后那个钻石却是非常的昂贵。
But then diamonds are very expensive.
所以当那个人工钻石怎么造出来的
？So how do a man make simulated diamond?
所以当它在一个非常高温高压的这个容器里面
，at high temperature and at high pressure，
他就把那个最便宜的那种木炭的东西放进去。
They put in the cheap carbon，
然后在那个高温高压的情况底下，它就慢慢开始结晶，变成那个金刚钻。
And then.Under those conditions of high pressure and high heat,
然后你再多加一点，它就再多长一点，结晶起来。
The carbon can slowly be transformed into diamond.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们要预备我们成为那个贵重的心腹的时候
，So when we are being prepared to become the bride,
我们要让圣灵在我们身上，有时候的确有高压高温的工作。
We need to let the Holy Spirit have high pressure or high heat in us.
他让我们这个卑贱的人呢，能够变成那个宝贵的那个钻石宝石。
And let us who is lowly become precious.
所以珍珠也是一样。
And the pearl is the same too.
珍珠是你把它放在一个就是 oyster 对不对？ Mm-hmm. 把它放一个那个沙子放在它里面那个软软的肉里面。
If you put a grain of sand inside an oyster.
所以它就开始分泌那个东西，把那个沙包起来。
And the oyster will secrete a certain substance to cover the sand.
它没有办法把那个沙子那个去掉。
Because the oyster cannot get rid of the sand.
那个沙子一直在，让它很不舒服。
And the sand creates discomfort to the oyster.
它却用那种很润滑的东西，那个一层一层把它包起来。
But then the oyster put out the secretion, and this thing covers the sand.
最后就成了那个宝贵的一个珍珠。
And then that's how the pearl is formed.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，有时候我们碰到一些事情。
So brothers and sisters, sometimes we encounter things in our life.
也许主给你一个麻烦的室友，麻烦的老板。
Maybe you meet a troublesome roommate or a troublesome boss.
或是给你一些麻烦的小孩
or maybe troublesome kids
但是你发现你要对这些环境哈，你要用恩典去把它包起来
but then you need to use grace to cover all these circumstances
主没有把这些沙子拿掉
the Lord does not take away the sand
他要的就是我们能够靠着主的恩典好像慢慢就把它润滑把它包起来反而能够滋润它
What he wants is for us to use his grace to cover all of this
所以在这个过程里面呢你就会发现我们这些人呢就慢慢被预备成一个贵重的心腹
And this is how we can be prepared to become the precious bride
对以前我们有个年长弟兄他常常翻译这个西方的这个诗歌
Elder brother, he translated the English hymn.
对，有一次他找到了一首诗歌。
One time he found a hymn.
然后他是讲那个葡萄一生的故事。
And this hymn talks about the life of the grape,
就是那个
the vine.
对，那个葡萄受了很多的煎熬，最后成了果子被榨，能够成为人的祝福。
How the grape, it was pressed.And to end up as wine.
所以他就拿了那个诗歌，然后捧到弟兄姊妹面前说，这个诗歌好像金子一样贵重。
And then he took this hymn and said to brothers and sisters, "This is like gold that's so precious."
对，那个诗歌本来是几张纸而已。
And the hymn was only a few pieces of paper.
所以他拿给弟兄姊妹看的时候，他告诉他们说，我现在拿的是一个好像金子一样贵重的东西。
But then he said to brothers and sisters, "Oh, I'm holding this really precious gold."
对，也就是说，当我们在高温、高压、在沙子、在各样的这个神安排的情况底下，被主 被圣灵工作的时候，你会发现它成型的是一个很贵重的那个宝石跟珍珠。
So if we are willing to be under a lot of pressure and heat from the Holy Spirit, the end product will be something really, really precious.
所以，弟兄姊妹，不要小看我们碰到的环境。
So don't look down on the circumstances that you will encounter.
神就借着这些环境呢，把我们预备成为能够与他相配的那位心腹。
It is through these circumstances that you can be prepared to be the bride that's suitable for the Lamb.
好，我想我今天这件事情叫做 Omega.
So this thing is the Omega.
我们愿意知道这件事情之后，我们把我们的心再次给主。
We want that if upon knowing this thing, we will give our hearts to the Lord.
知道我们一生已经是属于给他，许配给他的。
That we know that we are already espoused and given to the Lord.
然后我们也知道主借着各式各样的环境在那里预备我们。
And the Lord used different circumstances and situations to prepare us.
然后把我们带进他所预备的那个荣耀的结局。
And to bring us into the glorious end.
所以他是 Alpha。
And so he's Alpha.
他是 Omega。
And he's Omega.
在这个过程当中，我们与神配合。
And then through this process, we cooperate with the Lord.
然后那个贵重的那个事物呢，就在我们身上就生发出来。
And then the precious thing will be formed in us.
好，我们一起有个祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we really thank you.
你实在是爱我们。
Because you truly love us.
主，你把我们买赎回来。
You bought us.
主，你用不舍的爱来爱我们。
And you love us with an ending love.
并且你告诉我们，你的选召是没有后悔。
And you said that your election is sure.
主，我们实在觉得稀奇。
And we are truly amazed.
我们这些人会变。
We change.
但是你却永不改变。
But you will never change.
感谢你，我们愿意有个回应。
Thank you, Lord. We want to have the right response.
让我们自己再次的交托给你。
That we want to commit ourselves to you.
主要让你在我们身上做这个荣耀的工作。
That you will do your glorious work in us.
好叫我们在弟兄，我们众人弟兄姊妹的身上。
That truly in each and every one of us.
我们看见很多贵重的宝石和珍珠。
That we will see precious stones and pearls.
主要愿主恩待。
May the Lord be gracious.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们今天聚会就到这里。